Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Welcome tonight to Eagles and Flight Hour. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree with Prophet Lee Dupree. We thank God for each and every one of you tonight, and we thank God for the opportunity to share the Word of God tonight with you and just to minister the Word as the Lord has given to us to give to you tonight, to encourage you, to build you up on your way. And before we get started, we're going to get into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, give you honor and glory. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you, Lord God, as we go forth tonight. Lord, we humbly come before your presence in Jesus' name. Lord, do as you desire to do, Lord, and we surrender all to you. And we thank you, Lord God, for your power, your anointing, your presence right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for leading us in the way of righteousness, the truth in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for your word as being found in your word tonight. Thank you for revelation and knowledge and truth coming forth in Jesus' name. We thank you for the power, Lord God, the anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage right now to rest upon you right now. I rest upon your servant tonight. I surrender all to you, Jesus. I thank you for understanding for your people tonight, your great people, Lord Jesus. We thank you for touching their hearts. Give them clarity. Give them understanding. Give them, ignite them in the spirit of Jesus. And they shall truly know and hear the word that you've given to them. And Lord, let them be encouraged tonight to know that you are God and besides you, there is no other. And thank you for the manifestation of your word, the truth tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. As we continue on this journey, Lord Jesus, we thank you for empowering us. Everything that we need to be successful in this life. You've given us everything pertaining to life and God in this earth. And we thank you, Lord God, we have this treasure in the earth and buildings. And so, Father, we thank you right now for these earthen vessels tonight. As you give it to us, oh God, we receive now from you all that you have for us, Jesus. And we thank you as we walk, as we go forth tonight, Jesus. Thank you for your humbling and your bold as you take us into your presence in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, increase. Can I decrease now? Increase, then I decrease now. Lord Jesus, increase. Then I decrease now today, this very hour, this very minute, this very time. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we give you all the praise, we give you all the honor and glory. In your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we thank God tonight. We thank you all for you tuning in tonight along with us. And tonight we want to get into the Word of God. We will ask you to turn with us to Romans chapter 8. Amen. And we will start there tonight. We want to talk and bring urgency, bring clarity and truth. Even this, this shows our truth, the heart of God to this area. And we're going to start at verse 26 of Romans chapter 8. Likewise, the Spirit also help our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, and to them who are called according to his purpose. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them also he glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that he is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also make intercession for us. Amen. And we're going to stop right there, amen. But the focus scripture I want to really focus and hone in on is verse 27. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Tonight I'm going to talk to you from the subject of the power of intercession. Amen, the power of intercession. When we think of intercession, we know it involves prayer. And intercession is the act of interceding, prayer, petition, or entreaty in favor of another. Amen. You see here, it's very important when we talk about actually interceding, you stand in the gap for someone else, you're praying. And that can happen at any given time. Today is the hour that the Lord is really dealing with the hearts, because there's a lot of things happening in this world. There's a lot of things, even in the spiritual realm, on a daily basis. I mean, there's so many things that's happening night and day. Sometimes it used to be in the daytime, you see a lot of things happen, but even at nighttime, you got some more wicked things happening because it's dark, and people tend to think that the darkness is going to cover, is going to cover them in their evil deeds. But the Word of God tells us that the night and day, God sees it both as the same. So there's no hiding from God. It didn't even so even with that being said, because there's no hiding from God, all things are exposed to Him, His word, His presence. So there's no hiding. And so we understand that intercession plays a big part in the life, not only of Christians, but those who are around our lives, who are a part of our lives, and even those who are not necessarily a part of our lives. There's people that God would have you pray for sometimes that you have no knowledge of. You pray for. Amen. So with this, we also see here that intercession is it also means to intercede. Intercede is to try to help settle an argument or disagreement between two or more people or groups. See, there's an argument going on that the enemy will desire to sift someone as maybe you or maybe someone else. And our job, you know, whoever is chosen at that time to intercede, to step in, just to stand in the gap for that person. They're trying to settle their argument, trying to cast that thing down, trying to shut it down on whoever the person's behalf is who's being prayed for. Amen. So it may be said, for instance, it may be your cousin JoJo is going through a lot right now. The enemy is trying to attack him, trying to bring all kind of manner of challenges against him, and he's really being overwhelmed. And so he's to the point to where he's about ready to give up. And so he'll lead you to begin to pray, or so he'll give you. And at times you begin to pray and intercede for him. Amen. As you begin to pray and intercede, you stand in the gap and you begin to fight off and block. You're like someone who throwing a flurry of punches coming at it, but you step in and you begin to block. And you begin to hit back, you begin to fight back for that person. You try to get him while they get yourself together. And you step in the ring along that person, whoever the offender is, and you begin to fight back and intercede on the person who's being attacked behalf. Sometimes people are in a place where they've been overwhelmed for so long, their fighting is not as effective as it used to be. Or, as a matter of fact, they're like giving up. Or some people are not in a place where they know how to fight. So it can be a number of reasons why the Lord may lead you to step in as an intercessor, to lead the intercessory against the enemy and to help out the person who needs the benefit. If there's anyone who needs to call and ask for prayer at this time, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Amen. So once again, to try to help settle an argument. Amen. Or disagreement between two or more people or groups. The enemy's trying to bring havoc, matter of fact, let's say it like this. When we settle an argument, the enemy may be saying to you that you are defeated, that you're not going to be anything. No one cares about you. No one loves you. And so while the enemy's trying to bombard your mind and your heart with this, here it is, brings in someone else to step in to help intercede for you and with you, amen, to fight off the flurry of the attacks that's coming against you in your mind. Remember, the battlefield is in the mind, and we cannot underestimate the enemy. Everything, understand this, people of God, everything is fair game to the enemy. He will use your family, your loved ones, your own children, whomever, whenever he can, he will use them against you. And you must know that the enemy does not fight quote-unquote fair. There's not a fair bone in him. Everything is fair game to him. Whatever he can get his hand on, he will use. That's why if we leave any cracks in our life, any doors open up, he will take it. And we have to be mindful of this. Yes, we're not perfect. There's some things that we go through, we're not there yet. But those areas in our life that we need help with, those are the areas in our life that we need to really give to God and let him cover with his blood and his grace. When we go to God and say, Lord, this is my area I'm struggling in. This is my area, my self-esteem or whatever it could be. You might feel down trying to do some things you didn't accomplish in life, or some things that you aim to accomplish, you were overlooked. Some people pick over you and they pick someone else who probably didn't deserve what they got, but they pick someone else over you. Well, take those things to God in prayer. Begin to give it to God so that way, if there's a way, you don't want to leave a door open where the enemy can come in through that and use that against you. amen, is those areas that we leave unattended where the enemy begins to come in. And so this is why we need intercession and people of God praying, interceding on our behalf. This is why that we need to understand that the prayers of the righteous avail much, according to James chapter 5, that we have to understand and say, no, when we pray, we ought to expect things to happen. We ought not be praying amiss, just praying stuff that's not even aligned with the will of God, that doesn't have anything to do to what the Lord leads to you, things you can pray at that time. But understanding that as you pray, we need to expect things to happen. Amen. Then, too, so as we go a little further, you settle an argument, amen, and they said also to speak to someone in order to defend or help another person. Well, in this case, we go to God. We intercede, we pray to the Father, amen, we pray for Jesus, we pray for Jesus, he's our intercessor, and our mediator, and as we pray to him, as we pray in his name, amen, pray to the Father, we make intercession and we pray on others' behalf. As we pray and go to the Father or another on their behalf, you know, we're stepping in again, standing in the gap for them. Another part of this to understand is about this to intercede for someone is also to intercept. Excuse me. Interception. Amen. We hear this term used in football or sports when someone intercepts a ball or anyone to intercept someone somehow, whichever the case would be. But when interception is made, that means to step in, to stop, or take someone or something that is going from one place to another place before that person or things gets there. Amen. But here's the enemy. He's trying to stop you. He's trying to stop you from accomplishing your goals. He's trying to stop you from achieving that place in God that you desire to go. You know, when we start doing things for God and doing what's right, of course, the enemy is going to try to come to block or stop us from getting there. He don't want us to achieve the greater things in God. He don't want us to get closer to God. He wanted to see us fail. He wants to be wants to see us discouraged along the way. He don't want to see us achieve the greatness in God that he's called to. Remember, there's greatness in you. There's greatness in you, and he has anointed you and appointed you for the time of this. Of course, if any which way he can hold you back by making you believe different from what God is saying, he's going to do that. That's why he likes to try to attack your mind, try to attack your self-esteem, try to attack you in those areas in your life that you may not be perfect in. He likes to attack those areas so you can feel inadequate, that you feel like you don't know or you can't do those things that God says you can do. Remember, God knows you in your good, bad, and your ugly. So if he knows that you can do all things through Christ, whatever God is giving you to do and accomplish in life, he knows that you're well able to do it. So remember, don't let the enemy lie to you. Don't let the enemy steal from you any longer. Amen. He likes to steal. He likes to come in and steal your joy, steal or hinder your purpose. He's trying to kill your drive. You know, everything he's trying to do is steal, kill, and destroy. And ultimately destroy your life. That's what you want to do. This is why we have to be mindful and careful of what we allow the enemy to, how we allow the enemy to come in or whatever he do come in. We have to be careful and get him out. So once again, if anyone would like to call in, we have a prayer request or any questions, comments, the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. So as we continue to see the hand of God move in your life, amen, the enemy will begin to get upset and he's always trying to find a way to come in to try and interrupt. See, if we look at it, the enemy's job is to come intercept the blessings in your life. He comes to intercept the good things that happen in your life. He wants to come through a rich in the plans that God has for you. He don't want to see you accomplish good. when you're on a good pathway. This is when you notice you're doing good things. You begin to slow your time, begin to read your word, begin to spend time with God. All these interruptions begin to come in your life, trying to pull you away from where God has you to go. And this is why we have to be careful and mindful to be disciplined enough to continue to stay on task, know when to shut some things down. It is a hard task, I'm sorry, because we have life and life situations that come up, but we have to understand and know that the enemy is looking for a way to come in. He's looking for an opportunity, an open door to come in, intercept, or to stop you from getting to that greater place in God. Amen. Hallelujah. So as we look at that and see, okay, so once again, to intercept means to stop, to take someone or something that is going from one place to another. So here's you're doing good. You're starting to go to church and get into your word. You begin to read. You begin to make progress. You begin to get begin to get a system of your, get a pattern, your weekly pattern of doing certain things, of studying, reading, spending your time in the word, going to church. And all of a sudden, the enemy comes with this situation. Somehow the car broke down, you didn't get to the church that night, and next thing you know, you get discouraged, and you go home, and instead you can go home and get into the word. Well, some other things that happen, and you try to begin to speak to you and say, try and discourage you somehow kind of way. And you get home, and one thing happens after another, and instead you get in some time in your word, you're getting distracted by this thing or that thing. And next thing you know, you find your night has gone by so fast, and you didn't get to get into your word at all that night. Well, there goes the next day. The next day, with the things you have planned and set to do, all of a sudden, you're not able to do those things. For some reason, you work overtime on your job. And this, that cut into your personal time that you had time to spend with God. Before you know it, you have 2-3 days that you're out of your cycle. You're out of your pattern of doing things. And now, here's the enemy. He's already throwing some wrenches at you to intercept you. And now he's going to try to attack your faith. Because he feel like, you're out of the presence of God for a few days, well, you might be a little more vulnerable because you haven't been able to chance to really get worded up, get into the presence of God and get built up. So he's going to try to attack you certain different kind of ways. See, another way he's tried to do it is make you feel inferior. You might get attacked by the boss in the job. They may begin to say some things that's ugly. Someone else might be used to say some things that's not good. Any which way the enemy can intercept your good progress to cause you to begin to lose faith or get discouraged or lose your way. See, so the same way how we have been called to intercept the works of the devil, the devil like to try to also intercept our ways of good, of doing good with one another and for ourselves. So this interception thing works on both sides, just like in the football field. It works on one side as well as the other. Amen. And sometimes an interception at the wrong time can cost you something, And, it can cost you more or less depending on how far it goes, And so as we see this thing, we understand that's why it's important for us to stay close to God. Remember this. The kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, subdivided, and the divine taken by force. Remember, so we have to stay in touch with headquarters to know how to stay in the game. Amen. When you have to be an effective intercessor today, you have to stay in touch with headquarters, prayer life. We can't just want to just pray, but then we're a group of people, but then we don't spend time with God alone, allowing him to build us up. See, you can't carry people so far. You can't take people where you're not going. So we have to be mindful that if we want to be one who intercede and help step in for others to help bring them out, we also have to have depth in our prayer life. We need to have depth in our prayer language. We need to take this, take that sorrow. Amen. Not only in prayer that we need to know how to pray in the natural, but we also need to know how to pray in the spirit. Amen. Let's go back to Romans chapter 8. So verse 26 is, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. The Spirit itself make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. See, here we see the Holy Spirit making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. This is why being filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues is very important as intercessors. See, the devil, he understands every language on this earth except tongues. Tongues, he don't understand as a heavenly language. So because he doesn't understand that language, he cannot intercept your prayer. Go ahead as you pray, Lord, I need you to bless me because I got this going on, that going on. He can try to bring all kind of resistance just because you're praying for it. He can try to bring all kind of resistance against you to stop you from getting there. But when you begin to pray in the Spirit, Lord, I'm about to pray concerning a car. And at the same time, you're praying. Your focus is on the car, whatever the situation is, might be for that. Whatever it is you're interceding for. Amen. As the Lord knows your heart, He knows the mind of the Spirit. He knows what's going on without even being said. So He knows as you're praying, your heart is focused on that thing. You're praying in the Spirit. So now the Holy Spirit inside of you is praying the will of God for your life. See, He knows how to pray when we don't know how to. Amen. This is why I see we're limited, very much limited, praying in our natural language. But when we begin to pray in the Spirit, this is where we go from limited to unlimited. Amen. We are humans. Okay, we are men far as in the natural. When it comes to the mind of God, we have a finite mind. God, through the Holy Spirit and through the Son Jesus, has an infinite mind, an infinity, above and beyond, no limit because of God. So, on that note, this is why we only can go so far in our natural language. We only can think of how much to pray to a certain point. Some may have greater extent than others. Some may go deeper depth than others. But bottom line, we are limited how far we can go by praying in the natural. Now, if you begin to pray in the Spirit, you go from being limited to unlimited, natural to supernatural. So now you're going beyond the boundaries of the earthly language and the boundaries of your earthly knowledge. Now you begin to pray in the Spirit. You pray in all kind of different ways. In the Spirit, whatever he says, you pray in the will of God. So whatever the will of God is, so that comes a perfect prayer, because that prayer is according to the will of God for your life. See, we don't know the full plan for our life. We only know that was revealed to us. But God knows the full plan, the full scope of where we are and where we need to be. So with that being said, when we pray in the Spirit, we're allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in all truth. He's taking us to the depths that we need to go. He knows what to pray for when we don't know how to pray. Amen. That's why when you get into, you might be in a valid decision right now. Some of you right now who's listening to this call, you are facing some heavy decisions. You're going through some heavy things right now. You try to pray as far as you know to pray, and you come to a point where you don't know what else to pray. Well, praise God. Well, that's the point now. You really allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you in all truth. You begin to pray in the Spirit. You begin to go into intercession. Forget about yourself. Allow the Holy Spirit just to begin to lead you. And you pray in tongues. You pray in the Spirit. Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people are afraid of tongues because of lack of understanding. Amen. Tongues are not, is not demonic. No, let me say this. The Holy Spirit is speaking through the Holy Spirit, when you're talking about the Holy Spirit, when we're speaking in godly tongues, let me make sure I reference that right. Godly tongues is not demonic. Now, of course, the enemy has his own mimic, his own copycat language is demonic. But, amen, when you are filled with the Spirit of God, the tongues are not demonic. You know, some people lack of understanding. These are spiritual tools that we have. to operate and do, you know, to operate and go forth and do. You know, and this, so this is our prayer language, amen, for us to be able to pray in the spirit to be effective, make sure our prayer life is effective. So the Holy Spirit needs you to give voice to his language as he speaks. So as you begin to speak in tongues, you begin to open your mouth and let him, allow him to bring forth the language. Amen. So anyway, so as you're praying and interceding, now you get clarity. Well, you're getting it done by the Spirit. You're praying the will of God. So as you're praying, you're leaving, letting the Holy Spirit do what he has to do. So now you're getting understanding as far as your everyday living. Certain things may come forth and understand, or some things may not. You may not understand a whole bunch more at a period of time. But in due time, due season, more will be revealed to you. Amen. But it's because of the prayers, of praying in the Spirit, where certain things become clear as you go along. Amen. So he said the Spirit of make an intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Sometimes you have like your old prayer mothers, grandmothers, you begin to pray, and sometimes by the time they got to the point of the end of their words to pray, they begin to have groanings and moanings, begin to really go in, glory to God. And that's when we begin to, that's when they begin to they begin to go into deeper places. Amen. To where your voice, it could take you to a deeper place, to where you go beyond your natural understanding, to where you begin to get into the ways of the Spirit. Amen. As the Holy Spirit begins to govern us and take us deeper into this thing. That's why we have to understand we need that spiritual guidance of the Holy Spirit. And that's why we have these spiritual leaders who understand prayer to really begin to teach us and show us how to pray, how to travail. Because sometimes everything's not going to happen in 10 minutes or 15 minutes. And let me say this, people of God, before I go any further, if anyone need to call in, may have a question or concern prayer, amen, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Let me remind you this, people of God. If you are in the category of intercessor and you cannot pray for more than 15 minutes, you're in trouble. You're not really a true intercessor. Let me tell you something. We need to understand. You may get into some kind of fight or battle, or whatever it may be, a scripture battle, that you may have to pray more than 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Even Jesus said, can you not pray with me 1 hour? At least 1 hour. Saying to God, we have to come out of this, pray 10, 15 minutes and be tired. That's it. We have to build up our endurance. We have to get in there. Get in to get through. We have to have some fight. And I know sometimes your bodies may not feel because you're going through your life everyday situation, but you have to make time to pray. You have to make time to get in there, be in his presence, because everything's not going to come convenient for you. Everything's not going to be all you may have and lay it out for 2-3 hours at a time. It may not happen. You have to walk for that 2-3 hours and get that time in. But fact of the matter is this, you have to do what you need to do, and you have to have the endurance to last. That's why you don't wait till you get into the battle, then you try to go an hour. No, when you're not in that battle, that's when you condition yourself to go into the hour or past the hour. Amen. And praying in the Spirit. Sometimes go pray in the Spirit. Don't say no words. Just pray in the Spirit. Pray in every language. Amen. There's another thing, too. Sometimes we try to be pray all the time, most of the time in our natural language. Now we're limiting ourselves with very little prayer language. Use the tools that God has given to us or given us the ammunition that he's given us to fight back. We need to learn how to pray in the Spirit more. Amen. Go beyond your understanding. Pray in the tongues. Pray in the Spirit. See, some things, we unlock some things. We shut some things down in the Spirit. A lot of things can be more things be accomplished by praying in the Spirit than you probably can pray for hours in your natural language. Amen. So and then so we get more, we feel more effective as we begin to pray in the Spirit in such a way. So amen. So he goes on, verse 27. And he that searches the hearts, which is God, he who searches the heart, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. God knows what is the mind of the Spirit. So God knows he's already connected. Okay? Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He knows how to pray. He knows what to pray. You know, you got a situation, he knows the right prayer to be prayed to get the results that you need. Amen. This is what we call relying on the Spirit of God to navigate us in our prayer. See, we don't, just by looking at a situation with our natural eyes, we can't see all the details that we need to see. There's things that happen in the Spirit that we don't know of. This is why we allow the Holy Spirit to begin to pray and then help us. I remember one time years ago, we were praying with our first child, and we stopped by, I think it was McDonald's, something to grab by the on our way back for a trip, road trip. And my wife started, she started getting sick tonight. And she started, you know, going to the bathroom, throwing up and everything. And so, vomiting. And so what ended up happening was, I'm like, Lord, what's going on? You couldn't figure out what's going on. So I started to pray for her, begin to lay my hands on stomach, and begin to pray for her. The Holy Spirit revealed to me she was food poisoning. So we took her to the emergency room. They said, well, and they confirmed it was food poisoning. There was no food. It was probably out too long, whatever. So anyway, after it was revealed, they said, well, you can't really give her anything. If, you know, we don't know, if, you know, as far as the baby, we don't know if the baby will survive or not. You know, what the case would be. I said, that was a lie. So I prevent that. So, you know, while she was kind of going through the process of getting that stuff out of her and everything at home that night, you know, beginning to still pray, intercede, amen, lay hands, pray for her as she began to release and get the poison out of her, basically. Amen. So I also pray for the baby, everything to go with the baby, too. Cover. And so I began to intercede and pray. Intercede and pray. And so here it is, things begin to work out to where the next day everything was definitely better. So she was okay and the baby was fine. So the doctor couldn't give us a good answer saying that the baby was going to make it or not, but we knew by the Spirit, no, Lord, we're going to walk for this. That baby's going to make it. And so that's what we ended up doing. So we ended up warring, anyway, in the midst of all that going on, to the end, and to where the baby, you know, came up with success, the victory, because she was okay as well as the baby was. So this is why we have to understand and know we have to pray. We have to, you know, and sometimes it's going to take more than 10 to 15 minutes. We have to, that was an all-night thing throughout the night. So as we different times, I had to get up to work the next morning and everything, but still praying, even at work, still in the seat, praying. See, intercession is not just for a moment. Amen. That thing, it takes time sometimes. You have to stand in the gap. You have to hold it down. You begin to pray. And until it says she wasn't able to really pray for herself that she needed to. I mean, she probably needed to. But then I was standing in the gap for her, praying. I was in the seat for her. I'm intercepting. And I'm consistently working on intercepting the work of the enemy when he's trying to come in. He's trying to stop her from trying to bring forth. Amen. So I'm making intercession. I'm intercepting the work that the enemy's trying to do. So at the same time, I helped her to come through it and became a successful. One other time we was praying, we was about to have our third child. Amen. And we, one morning, I was at work, and they sent me a message in. The wife was ready to give birth, so got off the route and was not too far from home. Had to kick the truck home and went home. And so she was, you know, trying to get some things together as far as the other two babies, get this stuff together so we can go. So, and here it is. So, and I'm thinking, and I'm looking at, she's like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Because that was her first time having a child that close, and she, you know, read the birth, you know, show how everything was happening. It was kind of, that was her first natural birth, and it's a part of naturally without being induced or anything. So here it is, we're in a situation where she's not sure she's going to make it. And I'm thinking, oh, no, and I'm going to say, no, you're going to make it. So we got in the car, and I began to lay my hands on her stomach. I began to pray in the Spirit. As I began to pray, the baby was, because she felt the baby got to come down some. So I laid my hands on her stomach and began to pray. And as I'm praying in the Spirit, war, I got one hand praying on her stomach, and I got a hand, I had my hand, the other hand on the wheel while I'm driving, going. And the hospital had been like 35, 40 minutes away. Excuse me a second. And so because of that, so we began, so I began to pray, intercede. As I began to pray, then all of a sudden, I took my hand off her stomach for a second and did something. I've got to turn something on or off. And she said, oh, my God, Jesus, put your hand back on the stomach. So she said, the baby kind of dropped, went down further. And so I put my hand right back on the stomach again, praying in the spirit. So it was crazy as it sounded. I had to go really fast, really fast, over 100 miles an hour. So here it is, I'm driving, and I'm praying in the spirit while keeping control of the wheel and going. And, yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, people would say that's probably dangerous, but well, you have to do what you have to do. And I'm like, Lord, I just bid me to walk. Amen. So as we continue to go on, amen, so we had to continue on our way. And amen. So we have a prayer request. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Hi, Apostle Dupree. This is Katina. I got a prayer request, if you don't mind.
Amen. No problem. Okay.
I just wanted prayer for strength and, you know, to allow God to allow me to go in for longer periods of time, interceding and praying on other people's behalf and for this nation. And also I want him to allow the Holy Spirit to fill me so that I can go ahead and pray in tongues and speak in tongues even more.
Amen. Amen. No problem. Amen. Well, truly to the way for all of that to happen is to get in this presence more and begin to pray in the spirit more. Your language should dramatically increase the more we do it. So understand this, the more we put a demand on the spirit, the more the spirit has to release to us. You know, so the more we put the demand on the spirit of God as we're praying, that he and also increases our longevity. We find ourselves more throughout the day praying around the house as we're doing little things. Find reasons to begin to pray in the spirit. You look in the newspaper to look for situations going on throughout the nation. Look at certain situations going on. It might be a battle. Maybe going on in another country or whatever. Well, begin to pray as it was going to lead you to pray for certain things. And as you begin to pray in the spirit, instead of praying your natural language, pray a little bit in your natural language, then begin to go into your spirit, because that way you're putting a demand on the spirit of God to release it for you on your behalf. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, touch your daughter right now. We thank you for even scripting her. Her script and her language, even more defining, as well as even the syllables, even more to come, as she put a demand on the anointing, Jesus. Thank you for building up her endurance as she begins to stand and pray and go forth in Jesus' name. Help her to become more and more sensitive to your voice, even in the midst of prayer, even leading or how even lead her through the Spirit, as you charge her through the Spirit, you lead her which ways to pray and what they need to be interceded on and to focus on, even some things to stand still and watch your salvation. Lord, thank you for leading her and guiding her on all truth, that she will be able to stand and stand against the resistance of the enemy, that she will begin to build her endurance in the Spirit in Jesus' name, become more strong and more effective in Jesus' name. So, Father, thank you for the passion, the power of the Holy Ghost to fill her like never before in Jesus' name. Give her a refilling of your spirit, Jesus, and let her cup overflow like never before in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for just engulfing her with your presence, oh God, that she would have an experience with you that will never quit. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for empowering her right now. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In your son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So definitely put more time in to pray in the spirit. If that's what you want, more and more syllables. As you begin to pray, you begin to hear yourself. Most different kind of syllables coming. You may start shatata, and you may get shatabata. You may get more added to it. The more you begin to do it. But if you don't put a demand on it, you lose ground. That's why you got to press. Because you got to remember this. Your prayer language is also where you have your power to. Amen. Amen. So just stay encouraged and know that. Amen. So be encouraged and continue to go forth. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Yeah.
Amen. God bless you. All right. Bye. Amen. So as I was saying about the yes, amen. Next call. Amen.
Apostle, either you're too close to the mic. You're too close to the mic. You got a speakerphone on. Too close to the speakerphone.
Okay.
I'm getting
is that better?
That's
is that better? Okay.
Yeah, we...
All right, no problem.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Got you. No problem. Okay, amen. So as we begin to go forward, you know, seeing, so as I begin, so she was, you know, during that time, before we got in the car, she was saying she wasn't sure if she was going to make it. So by the time we get to the hospital, so I'm, like I said, so I'm having my hand on her, so I'm praying as we're going forth. And long story short, I had to go through in and out of traffic and everything. I think we even passed the cop coming one way. Didn't even, just kept right on going. And so we got to the whole, we got to the hospital with 25, 30 minutes in the period of time. But anyway, we got her in, got her upstairs. So praise God, we didn't have to stop on the side of the road and deliver a baby. So once we got her in, we told her, said, look, she's ready anytime. The lady checked her out, so they confirmed it, got her down to the emergency room. Once they got, not the emergency room, they got into the room to get her hooked up. And as soon as they got everything hooked up, and all the nurses went out, except one nurse, my wife said, hey, and all of a sudden, she turned around, the baby was coming forth. Just that fast. So within 50 minutes, we got there like 7:15. By 7:50, the baby came. So just it was just by the baby was supernaturally held up divinely by the prayers, you know, in which that baby could have was trying to come forth earlier. Praying in the Holy Spirit and just standing and believing God, the baby was supernaturally held up till we get to the hospital, got her saved, what she needed to, then the baby cared for her. So the power of prayer intercession, you'd be surprised what can happen when we intercede for others as well as even for ourselves. And when we pray, once again, the prayers of the righteous avail much. That's why we got to understand and know. When we pray, amen, we need to pray and expect the things to happen. Amen. I want to go to the scripture as well, amen, that came to me. Let's go to Acts chapter 1. Amen. Acts chapter 1, let's go to verse. Okay, let's go to verse 1. Okay, in the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of that all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, and to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Amen. So, amen. When it comes to intercession, we got to remember this is also kingdom work that's also being done. This is ways of when we discipline ourselves in prayer. This is a kingdom mentality that we need to have. If we were talking about overtaking the enemy and taking camps over, or taking back areas where the enemy has stolen or we're trying to take it, we have to understand we need to do it the kingdom way in order for us to have the kingdom results. In verse 4, and being assembled together with them, and commanded them that they should not depart from the Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, amen, which he said, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized this day's hence, amen. He said to be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence, okay. When they that were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, would thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons for which the Father hath put in his own power. But you shall receive power, dunamis. You will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to uttermost parts of the earth. See, when we receive the Holy Spirit, we should receive power. That's the ability, supernatural ability to do mighty works and acts. Amen. We cannot go forth and really take forth anything through the kingdom if we ain't got no power. Many saints are trying to go around trying to do things in their own might. Yes, they're saved, but they're not filled. And it's like operating. You have a gun, but then you're not operating. You got a gun, but you're trying to make things happen when you're on safety. There's not so much happening as much as, yes, you're saved, right. But to really walk in power the way you need to walk into the kingdom, dunamis power, we have to be filled. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, you can still, once again, you still can make it to heaven without that. Don't get me wrong. But some people think that if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you're not going to make it to heaven. No, you can make it in heaven without being filled. But it's going to be to your advantage to walk in more equipped power. If anyone needs to have a question or comment, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Now, I know some of you have bought a new car before, right? Now, they have different versions of cars. They have a car that may be called a GL, a LS, and GT, something like that. Different grades of car. It might be the same type of car, but the features are different. You may have the basic car. You have the basic, say you have a Mustang, but you don't have all the Mustang GT equipment inside the car. You may have the cruise control, the sun visor, all different extra additives that you would have in the basic ride. You have just a basic shell, and you have the spots with some, a lot of stuff belong that, but you only have the basic version. See, that's what it means. So that's like when you come into the kingdom and you give your life to the Lord, you're saved, you come in with the GL version. You got to come in with the basic. Okay, you're saved. You're good. But when you get equipped with the power and flowing in the power of the Holy Ghost, now you've been upgraded to the fully, the leather interior. You got the screen on top of the dashboard, and you got all this access, all these other features. You're fully loaded. Now you're able to produce more. Now you're able to get more things done. You have a whole lot more to offer because you've been upgraded in the Spirit. See, that's the difference of being filled with the Holy Spirit and not being filled. You can have the basics, but then you need that extra to really walk in really authority, to really bring forth power. See, that the upgraded version, that got the power, the muscle, everything. When you jump on the highway, you trust me, you make some noise. Because you back up, well, you backed up by power. And that's how we need to be in the Spirit. And this is what happens when we allow ourselves to intercede. When we begin to go into intercession and intercede for people, and then, you know, amen, we have the power to be witnesses, for real. We have a power. We have power to get results. And so back to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. See, all these things work together for good. Being equipped, walking in power, you know, walking in the ability, even the language that we speak, the supernatural language, amen, praying in tongues. All these things work together for your good, for the good of whoever you're praying for, who you're standing for, even for yourself. You're walking in power, you're walking in supernatural ability, because why? Now you're walking in real power, the whole power of intercession, now you're walking in it and walking through it, because now you can bring forth results, because now you've been equipped to bring forth results. You're not limited in trying to fight a limited battle. You're unlimited, bringing forth an unlimited results by God, by the hand of God. God can use you to get some mighty things done because you're fully equipped, you're fully loaded to go forth and get some things done. Glory to God. Amen. And then he goes on to say, to them who are called, to them are called according to his purpose. Amen. So you're called for the purpose of God. Understand this, all is for God's purpose in your life. The power of intercession. Understand, you have been sent here, you've been placed here by God and equipped by God to make a difference. Intercessors have the power to change the world, because when you pray, he said, the prayers of the righteous avail much. When you pray, things happen. When you pray, God moves. See, God cannot just come down on earth to do what he wanted to. That's illegal. But he could come through us while we praying and inviting him in the situation. Now he can do. Amen. So there's some things that he could change if we invite him in. That's why we need to pray more. See, instead of us complaining more, talking about people more, let's pray more. The more we get more stuff done covered in prayer, the more we get God involved in some things, and some things don't have to get real ugly in this earth. I mean, there's some things going to happen, but then there's some things that, because if we pray instead of talk about it, amen, God can come in and get some things done. or as we you know, we're praying about it, God give us a solution on what we need to do to get the results that we want. Amen. See, it all comes down to us. We have the power to bring change. And if we don't change, if we don't be in position, if we don't do what's needed done, we will not see the results that we need to see. Glory to God. So understand tonight the power of intercession. Understand that you, if you desire to be an intercessor, first get that prayer language going on. Get filled with the Holy Spirit. Get your prayer language going on. Be filled with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Amen. You know, you can really give yourself the power that you need. Amen. But if you don't, if you're not there, just take what you have. Begin to pray for people. Begin to pray for other people besides yourself. And you really come into real power the other way, but at least you're praying something. Amen. And even the length of time that you pray, train yourself. Press yourself to pray more than 10, 15 minutes a day. Press yourself to pray at least an hour, at minimum at least an hour a day. Amen. And to be consistent with it. Amen. We, in the intercessors we have, Eagles Wings, we've done, had each other pray 2 hours in the Spirit at a time. You know, I had to go, he didn't have me to pray 3 hours in the Spirit. And we all right there to witness it. Nobody, you know, say, yeah, I just did it. No one did it. No, we all did it amongst each other right there, backing each other up in the Spirit. Amen. And that's the kind of stuff because we take seriously, because if we're going to be effective as intercessors and we're going to change the world and we're going to cause things to happen, then we need to have a power and supernatural ability. We need to be able to move some things in the Spirit. Amen. To get some things done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, amen. So I encourage you. Challenge yourself. Don't stay at 10, 15 minutes and just say, okay, I'm good at that. No, no. Challenge yourself to go deeper. Challenge yourself to go further. Challenge yourself to go above and beyond what you can do and let God take you to a higher place and a higher realm in the Spirit. Trust God. Amen. Let God press you. Remember, you praying in the Spirit is not going to be just benefit you. It's going to benefit others as well. So don't think about yourself. Don't get stuck on yourself. Think about others. Who you may have to pray for sometimes, and if you have the longevity, you have the stamina, you can begin to stay and pray with them as long as they need you to stand for their breakthrough. But if you don't, you will be faint. Men are always to pray and not faint, always to pray and not faint. So if you faint, you ain't praying. Amen. You're not praying enough. So praise God. So we thank God for the power of intercession tonight. Thank God for each and every one. Once again, the number is 347-945-5416. Amen. And press 1 to get in the queue box, 1 to speak up, and amen, to give a question answer. Amen. And so we thank God for you. In the meantime, we want to ask if there's anyone right now who is not saved, you're not born again, or you need to be rededicated back to the Lord, we want to offer you this prayer. If you're not born again, say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me I'm a sinner. Thank you, Lord God. I surrender. I surrender my life to you. I believe that Jesus died and rose after the third day. And we thank you, Lord God, that I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I believe he was raised for me. I believe you raised him up for me. So, Lord, I thank you. I surrender my life to you. I give you my all. Have your way in Jesus' name. And for those who need to be rededicated, Lord, forgive me for going astray. Forgive me for trying to do it my way, God. I surrender myself to you, and I ask you to bring me back into right fellowship, Lord. Tell me to go forth and go forward in Jesus' name. Amen. So we thank you right now for helping me to do what needs to be done. Lord, I surrender myself totally to you in the name of Jesus. So glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then there's someone who's trying to press one. Someone who's in the queue. I was just trying to send a question through. Amen. I think it's a 209 number. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, come on, is amen.
Hi, Apostle. This is Sister Chris. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm well, thank you. I just wanted to say thank you for your prayers, yours and Sister Shana's, and your topic. Intercessory prayer is much needed. It is a great topic that you're teaching on and expressing on. And, you know, and I just really appreciate it because we need it. People that don't even know that we're praying for them, you know, and that's what intercessory prayer is. We're interceding, we're accepting, we're praying on the behalf of those that need prayer. And I just want to say I really appreciate sometimes we everybody needs prayer. We all need, the Bible says man ought to always pray, pray without ceasing, pray without fainting. So, and I just appreciate how you just step in and you go forth and you pray for people in the spirit. You don't have a problem doing it. And I just thank God for Eagle's Wing Ministry. So I just wanted to just really say thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that encouragement. That's good. I really appreciate to even hear that because, you know, we do what we do for real, and it's good to hear, you know, it's good to hear thank you. You know, we don't always do things to say, to hear thank you, but it's always good to hear. And I really appreciate that. It makes a difference on the field. Truly is an encouragement because, you know, intercession is one of those places, too, that you don't get always get the front. You don't get the front and center show. It's really a background. And then a lot of times, even on that note, a lot of times when we see a lot of things happen in the front, it's because of the people praying in the back. And so, you know, and so we thank God for that as well. So thank you for that encouragement. I really appreciate that. Thank you. We appreciate you. And we definitely know this is your place. That's just your place, too. So we know, truly, you stay encouraged and you take hold of this thing and let God take you in. There's a lot of work to be done for you. Amen?
Amen. Thank you. I appreciate that. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Let me pray for you before you go. Father, I thank you right now for Sister Chris. I thank you for empowering her like never before. Now, Lord, I thank you because she understands her place of call. And we understand, Lord God, that what you call her to do, you have fashioned her for this time. You fashioned her for this season. You fashioned her for this call. As an intercessor. We thank you, Lord God, for even for your anointing being upon her to pray. In the name, let the anointing of intercession rest upon her. In the name of you, like never before. Lord, set her fire like never before, Jesus, that she'll begin to press her way through. She'll begin to press her way out. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help her to go to the next realm in this matter. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we settle this argument of the enemy. In Jesus' name, she is exactly what God said that she is. She can do what God says she can do. She can have what God says she can have. There's no limit right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for endowing her with your presence, your anointing right now, even as we speak. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, show yourself strong, Lord Jesus. Move in a mighty and awesome way, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your mighty hand and your touch moving on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for above and beyond, Lord God. Thank you for the anointing with the strength of yours. Thank you for bringing her away from everything in the past that was a hindrance to life. We thank you for setting her free from all the ties of the past and excel her into her future. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for your dominating, your anointing, Lord God. Let your dominating power begin to operate in her life like never before. Let the power of the Holy Ghost arise in her now, that her age have come. In the power of the Holy Ghost, let her walk in your kingdom authority like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, now let her arise, mount up, take flight into a new life, Lord God, that she has never experienced before. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, anoint this intercessor to go forth and do what she's been called to do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Apostle. And I'm praying for you and your family as well. And I just thank God for you, man of God. Continue to be a blessing to the kingdom. And we appreciate you. Eagle's Wings Ministry, we appreciate you, Apostle.
Oh, thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you, Sister Chris. God bless you. And we look forward to see what God's going to do and working with you in spirit as well. Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Okay,
amen. Amen. So we just thank God for each and every one tonight. It was, you know, we just thank God for the results of his word and how he has so blessed us to be able to go forth. Amen. Amen. We have a caller. Come on in. Amen.
Hello, Apostle?
Yes, hello.
This is Lisa.
Hey.
I just thank God because you have and the ministry has been really great. God has really been moving in my life since I've been joined with you guys. And I just thank God for what he's doing. And I thank God for y'all prayer. And I just love this ministry. And I thank God for you guys. And I just want you to pray for me for a better prayer life for me as well.
Okay, amen. No problem. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now. We lift up Lisa before you. We thank you for her being a gift to the body. And we thank you right now for what you do in her life right now. Thank you for the change, spirit, soul, and body in Jesus' name. Thank you for the change even in her life like never before. Thank you for the empowering, Lord God, that you're bringing forth in Jesus' name. Lord God, thank you for showing yourself strong in her life, through her life in the name of Jesus, oh God. Empower her to do great and mighty things in Jesus' name, even for her prayer life. Lord, thank you for letting her to tap in, to even go in Jesus' name. Now, Lord God, we go through the front door, but we thank you, Lord God, for endowing her with power in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that even as she begins to surrender herself even the more in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of the Holy Ghost like never before in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the endowing of the for the power right now to stir up the gift that is within her. Father, even as her shepherd, I stir up the gift inside of her, activate her like never before. Give her a hunger for you that will never run dry. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that she will be encouraged. She will stay encouraged no matter the opposition, but she will stand her ground. She will stand her ground. No matter what anyone may say, or even opposition may come against her, she will not be moved in Jesus' name. Let her stand strong and go forth and do what thus saith the Lord. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for a greater place of accountability and a greater place of awareness in your spirit and even a greater place of desire that she will go to in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for taking her in, taking her deeper like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we give you all the praise, give you all the glory. Let your fire, oh God, let your fire consume her. Let your anointing rest upon her, oh God, that she will go deeper in your presence, oh God. Do a mighty work. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Glory to
Thank
God.
You
Amen.
God.
Awesome. Amen. You're welcome. Amen. Is Sister Chris still on?
Huh?
Is Sister Chris still on? Amen. Sister Chris? Amen.
No, this is Renee. I was calling for prayer.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
I don't know, Pastor. I don't know her number. What was her number?
I think it was a 209 number.
209?
Yes, I think it was 209.
Tell her to hit 1 again. We have a 9. No, she's not there.
Okay.
I see her. I think I see her. Let me see if
okay,
this
okay.
her.
Okay. Okay.
209.
Hello. Yes.
Sister Chris.
Yes, this is Sister Chris.
Okay. Okay. Will you hold 1 second for me? I'm gonna pray for this young lady here. I'm gonna come back to you. I need to pray for you. I need to pray for you again. Okay.
Okay.
This is the 910.
Okay.
This is the 910.
Yes. Okay. 910. You can go. Okay, you can go ahead. What's your name again?
Renee.
Oh, Jesus.
You said Renee?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, how can we help you tonight, Renee?
I would like prayer. Just whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to pray.
Okay. Glory to God. I'm our Shekinah of the Ocean.
Thank Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now as we lift our sister Renee before you in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank
yes,
you, Lord God.
God.
We bind up every hidden spirit that's been attached to her life. That's been hindering her in Jesus' name. We thank you for the acceleration of spirit in the name of Jesus, oh God. We also thank you for changing her hunger like never before in Jesus' name. Thank you for her desire to get close to you. like never before.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for working in Jesus' name. Thank you for destroying every yoke of bondage in Jesus' name, that she will excel and go deeper in you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for increasing her appetite for you, Lord, that she wants to desire you even more. No matter the opposition that comes against her, her desire for you is greater. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, thank you for the presence, even the breaking through in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help her to break through like never before in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the results of your word and your power in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord, give her divine direction, that even this season that she's going through, yes, it's been a hard time. Yes, she's feeling like giving up, but she's standing in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you that quitting is not an option for her. She will not give up. She will not quit. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for calling her to arise above every occasion in Jesus' name, that she will not lose heart. Oh God, thank you, Lord God, for helping her to stand even against all opposition, everything that's been sent against her in Jesus' name, everything that the enemy has been trying to do to stop her, to come against her and her family, even the confusion in her family, Jesus. Come against that right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against the spirit of division in the name of Jesus, even in the attacks against one another, even the deception, the lies, in Jesus' name. We come against anything, Lord God, that's trying to tear them apart. We thank you for bringing them together to strengthen them as a family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that her purpose in her life shall be fulfilled in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for helping you, who you are helping her to become, that she will become stronger in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for your precious blood covering her life right now. With the enemy desire to sift her this week, she will not lose heart. Thank you, Lord God, for causing her to be strong and never give up. In the name of Jesus, Father, endow her with your anointing, your presence, and your power. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, all the honor. And Jesus, by your name we pray, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, give her direction in relationships as well. Some relationships in her life that needs to be severed ties. We thank you for giving her direction on those relationships as well. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. There's some people, Lord God, that this season is not for her. Thank you, Lord God, for the shift right now as we speak. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Pray for our glory. Your Son, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. You're welcome. You're welcome. God bless you. Amen. Now, Sister Chris, let's pray for you. Father, we thank you right now for even touching her body from the top of her head to her feet. Thank you, Lord God, for supernatural healing. We thank you for the healing of the healing Sabbath, the anointing to rest upon her right now in Jesus' name. Cause her body to re-heal and be strengthened in Jesus' name. We're building her up, which she's been torn down. We're strengthening her like never before in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for the breakthrough in the spirit as she begins to pray, Lord God. We thank you for doing a mighty work in her in Jesus' name. Move through your spirit, move through your power in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you for cultivating her, strengthening her like never before. In the name of Jesus, cause her body to come into full health. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that she will stand like never before. In Jesus' name, thank you for your power now. Thank you for divinely healing her quickly. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You're welcome. Glory to God. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So glory to God. And we also want to thank each and every one, too, because, you know, and I just want to encourage everyone before we say thank you. Encourage everyone. Another thing that we do as far as praying, we do have 3 a.m. prayer intercessory morning, but 3 nights in the week, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning at 3 a.m. at Eagles Wings. And it's over. Excuse me, open to the public as well. Amen. If you desire to ever come and join us in that time of prayer, the number is 843-619-0410. Amen. 3 a.m. prayer, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, 3 a.m. So you're welcome to join us. But see, that's the time, because we have those times. That's the time that makes you, you know, strong. Amen. Because that's time your body will look. Want to go to sleep and all that stuff. You gotta learn how to press through your press past yourself. Amen. Basically, press past yourself and get it to the greater person in the realm of the spirit. Amen. You have to know how to go, have to press, because you know it's going to be a fight. But at the same time, you got to want God more and press. And we've had some great things happen in those times of the morning because of the press. Amen. It's not easy. Many people won't do it, but there's some who will call who will do it. So glory to God. We go forth and do. Those are the times that make you a warrior. Amen. It's not going to be because a warrior is one who's going to be in it to the end, not when it's convenient. Amen. You have some people who is in it while it's going good. When things get real rough, they'll disappear on you. Or when the challenge is kind of simple, they're there with you all day long. But when it gets really rough, when you're talking about time of sacrifice, remember, a sacrifice is not a sacrifice unless you feel it. Amen. It doesn't hurt. That's a sacrifice.
Yeah.
You feel it. Amen. Glory to God. Is anyone? Is someone else? Come on. Amen.
Pastor, we have someone on the chat line. Nicholas Walker, Rickle, and they want prayer.
His name is Nickel.
Nicholas.
Okay, Nicholas. Okay.
It's N I. Oh, they just type. It's N
Nicholas. Okay.
Let me see what they say. Let me get it right now. I don't want to say the wrong thing. It's N I C H E N N. They asking for prayer. Nichols.
Okay. Father, we thank you for Brother Nichols. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, for a change happening in his life right now, in Jesus' name. We thank you for even bottom discouragement and even wanting to give up. We bind that spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you for giving them the tenacity, the heart, the press inside them to go beyond themselves right now. Yes, they have been tried on every side, but Lord, let them not be forsaken. Let them not be kept. Let them not be disheartened. But Lord, let them stand strong. Fight back like never before in Jesus' name. Let him not lose his way in Jesus' name. Let him be encouraged all the way through in Jesus' name. Thank you for the manifestation of your presence, your power in his life right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for moving, Lord God, by your mighty hand, even for the challenges that's in the family. Thank you for encouraging him right now in Jesus' name, that he will continue to go forth and do in Jesus' name. Thank you even for financially. Lord, thank you for working financially on his behalf in Jesus' name. The struggle has been heavy. The struggle has been hard. But we thank you, Lord God, for the breaking through in Jesus' name. Thank you for the breaking out in Jesus' name, change. Thank you for the new job opportunity, Lord God. Thank you right now for giving him the raise that he desires to have in Jesus' name. Thank you. As he aligns himself up with you and your word, oh God, as he desires to get closer to you, thank you. As you said, if we delight ourselves in you, you shall give us the desires of our heart. So, Father, thank you for him coming to alignment with you and your word. And, Lord, we thank you right now that you come against, in the name of Jesus, we come against every offensive spirit, every spirit that's trying to come against, excuse me, in Jesus' name, every spirit of deception, even spirit of discouragement. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for even if we bind up the spirit of desperation in Jesus' name, that they would not do anything just to in order for to get finances or any kind of thing that's out of the realm of good in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, let them be encouraged and let them not be discouraged. In Jesus' name, give them the faith to hold on, that even in these times, and we understand the time of season that we're in, they will not be moved by the holiday, the Christmas time, will not be moved by that to cause them to do anything that does not need to be done that will cause them any sorrow later. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the encouragement in this hour. Build them up right now to be strong and wait, I say on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Let me get that right, Pastor. Let me get that right. It was a female, and she wanted prayer for her house. So you touch on that, too. It was a female.
Amen. Okay, amen. All right. So we thank God for Sister Nichols. Amen. All those things that she needs for her house and home and everything, the matters of her home, bring it all in order, God. Bring everything into order. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you. All things shall be done. Hallelujah. According to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. All right, so amen. But once again, be encouraged, people of God, that, you know, if we want to go deeper in God, we have to sacrifice more. And but our sacrifice would never be in vain, because someone would benefit from our intercession. Trust me, understand, you know, that if you want to expect the world and change the world, it begins first with us. We have to change. Amen. So until we change, we can't do what we need to do. So be encouraged. We thank God for each and every one. And I thank you for your time tonight. Amen. Entertainment, we thank God for you, for each and every one coming on tonight. God bless you. You come back again on next week, and we'll be back here again. Amen. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Amen.
with your love.